Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Presentation coming along.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Hallelujah! What was that?
Oh, I hired a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy to punch up the presentation a bit. It'll make us look better.
You think? You know, Andy.
Susan.
If you really wanted to impress everyone, you could have used FedEx Office Print Online.
Really? How is that better than gratuitous sound effects?
Well, with FedEx Office Print Online, you just upload the presentation and they'll print, assemble, and ship it. So it's there waiting for you. I use it all the time.
Hmm, that does sound impressive. But can we still do this?
No.
Okay, how about this? This?
I don't think so.
How about one of these?
No.
Well, maybe we don't need a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy.
Probably not, no.
We understand. You want to look professional. We'll print, bind, pack, and ship your presentations with FedEx Office Print Online.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Humble, at your service. That's what they call me all the time. I get that all the time. Somebody who knows all about that is our good friend Brad Huskanus, who's with us right now. Brad is an original member of our Brain Trust. That's right. This month, in fact, is his 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust and a founding member of the Brain Trust. He is our top salesmanship expert. He is the author of Munchies for Salespeople. Also, I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD. And he's our good friend Brad Huskanus. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you. I love your new promo lead-in.
Yeah. Well, you've heard people call me Mr. Humble all the time.
I have. Yeah, I hear it all the time.
I get that all the time.
Yeah, three or four times a day, I must hear that.
Exactly. Hey, Brad, do you think some people don't train their salespeople, their service people, customer service people? Do you think they don't do that because they think it's too expensive?
I think a lot of times,
or they don't know how, or this takes too much time. It's just too much trouble. What do you think?
Well, I think that I've always been one. When everybody else goes right, I go left. And
we hear that about you all the time too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm Mr. Humble as well. But what I wanted to talk about was the high cost of training, or actually the high cost of not training.
So is not training more expensive than training?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question in my mind about it because, it's always been said that training is very, very expensive, but ignorance is twice as expensive.
Let me tell you a story, a farm story. When I was, decades ago, I was in the cattle business, and I was looking for a bull. And I was talking to a guy that seemed like he was an older guy, been around the block a while. And I was worried about how much money I was going to have to spend for a bull, but I wanted a good bull. And I said, "How much do you think I should spend, sir? And how much of a commitment do you think I should make to a bull for my herd?" He said, "Well, let me put it this way." He said, "A good bull is 50% of the quality of your herd." He said, "A bad bull is 100% of the quality of your herd."
Well, I got it. He's led me into this, Jim. I just got to say, that's no bull.
Exactly. And yeah, you're never one to pass up an opportunity, are you, Red?
No, but seriously. I've never lied like that. So.
but that's a true story. I'll never forget that as long as I live. I was just a kid and when he told me that. And I thought, wow, that applies to so many different things in life, doesn't it?
It really does.
And not the least of which is training your salespeople.
Exactly. And I was in a retail environment a few months ago, and I was working with the staff, and there was two people that had been there for three, 4 months. One had experience in the industry, one didn't have experience in the industry. There's a store that's open from 10 to 6, 5 days a week, and one of the new employees had done $40,000 in sales. The other new employee had done $4,000 in sales. So there's a $36,000 difference in sales.
Wow.
Two employees that were working in the same place, same number of hours, waiting on the same number of people. And I just said to the owner, "What's happening with this new employee that's only doing $4,000? we trained her to turn over sales that she can't make because she has a lack of experience in the industry.
Mm. Oh.
And the answer was no. I don't think she needs to be fired. I just think that she needs to be trained or trained on turning over sales so that it's not costing the company.
You're saying that that people need to recognize when they're not, when they're in over their head?
Well, that too, but you got a new employee and you got two new employees. One has experience in the industry, one doesn't. The one that has the experience in the industry should be more successful to start with.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're waiting on the same number of customers, let's just say they waited on 100 customers, one sold 4,000, one sold 40,000. Well, what happened to all those other customers that potentially could have bought? And, that's where retailers and business owners in general, first thing they train their staff is how to write up an order.
Right.
Or how to ring up a sale, where the first thing they should be teaching them is how to turn over a sale to somebody else more experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't cost the company.
Of course, that's not something that's... And that does take training, but it also, there's a problem if the people are on commission too, isn't it?
Yeah, because their egos get in the way.
Well, their pocketbook too, because they think they can sell. And you have to have a structure for that, don't you? You have to have a commission splitting plan. You have to have a trigger for them, right? When you see you're getting into trouble, don't let the people walk. Ask for some help.
Exactly. You got to have systems and processes in place. And I know that all of something is far better than all of nothing.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Brad. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Brad Huskin is our guest. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD. He and I will be right back. We're going to get into this thing when we come back after these messages about how to establish a system for helping your salespeople not fail. Stay with us.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love. Don't let the sun catch you crying.
There's a little Jerry and the Pacemakers. We went out with Jerry. That's Jerry with a G, by the way. We went out with Jerry and the Pacemakers with Ferry Across the Mersey, and we're coming back with this classic. Welcome back, 17 Till. Brad, you remember that song?
Boy, that brings back some memories.
Yeah. Brad Huskin, that's from the Wayback Machine, isn't it? Brad Huskin,
that's
folks.
Accurate.
Is our guest, as you know, and we're celebrating his 12th anniversary. Thanks for 12 great years, Brad.
Hey, thanks for having me on for that long.
It's been a pleasure.
Can put up with me for that.
Well, or me either. I think we got that in common. Folks, I want to remind you, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and lots of good stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter. Check out the blog while you're there, the archives, the articles. The Brain Trust members, like our good friend Brad Huskin, he's got a body of work there that he's deposited with us over the last 12 years that I think you'll find interesting. A lot of evergreen stuff there. The wisdom of Brad Huskin is on selling. Is classic, and also don't forget to take our poll question, which is on vacations this week. If you have how you feel about vacations this year, so check that out when you get a chance. Brad, we're talking about training, the benefits of training, the fact that not training your people is more expensive than the effort and the expense of training, and you were telling us about this idea of knowing when. Training your people, getting it in their head. Look, if you see that you're not connecting or you're not going anywhere, you think you're going to lose this person. Bring someone else in who might be more capable than you. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And today, it costs so much money to get a customer to come in the door.
Yep.
For somebody to waste that opportunity is just unacceptable in my book. And I think that salespeople have to realize that. They can't be all things to all people.
And you're speaking, when you say come in the door, you think in retail, but this applies for business to business as well.
Well, yeah, but when I say come in the door, you contact your company.
Right, you work with a lot of retail and everything, but this is the same for any company. I've done this. I can remember years ago when I sold, for the companies I worked for, if I saw that I wasn't making it happen, I'd call a manager and have them come go with me next time.
Oh, absolutely. And that's even in business to business. When you're calling on companies or people in their homes, it's still the same situation where people You're not getting as many appointments as you did in the past because there's not as much disposable income out there. So it doesn't matter if you're talking retail or business.
Right.
Every time you have an opportunity to sell a customer, you better maximize that opportunity.
But the only way you can manage this issue is if you're managing, if you're keeping up with their close ratio, isn't it?
Exactly. And you got to have systems in place. And when I say systems, I mean good, sound business principles that are instilled into an organization that's going to guarantee its success. And for retail, for example, I say that every time a customer comes in, one of three things had better happen. And that is, number one, either they make a sale or they capture their name, address, telephone number with permission for follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
By golly, they better be turned over to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just not okay. And I was doing some studies in various different industries, and in many industries, it costs $50 to $100 to get a customer to contact your company.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Every time a salesperson doesn't sell one of them, you might as well take a $100 bill out of your pocket and burn it.
Right.
Because that's exactly what they're doing.
Do you ever do anything like peer reviews where at the end of the week you talk about specific customers, why they didn't close, what did you do, and have the other people kind of like a forensic role play kind of thing?
Yes, we do that all the time. And as a matter of fact, I'm encouraging people today that every time they wait on a customer, they better ask themselves a question afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
What could they have done to have increased that sale or to have made the sale? And do a little bit of self-analyzation, because the day of the sales clerk, so to speak, or the order taker, or dead end or gone,
mm-hmm.
the day of the sales professional is back and alive and well, and what's demanded in the marketplace
today. Self-analysis, and I've talked about this on the show many times, Brad, over the years. Xerox taught me self-analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned how to do was whenever I left a call, whenever I got through with a customer, I stopped for a moment and reviewed my. I did a review of myself. I did a little self-analysis, because what I learned was every post-call analysis is also a pre-call preparation.
Exactly. You learned yours from Xerox. I learned mine from being hungry.
Well, I'll tell you, if it was that way, it was Xerox, because if you didn't sell, you went hungry.
Exactly.
Talk to us about the difference between... Brad, I've identified where we are right now as the age of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm writing a book about this right now. The title of the book is The Age of the Customer. And what I'm saying is the customers have more control over the relationship that they have with you and me than they had 10, 20 years ago.
Well, they have far more choice and they have far more control.
They know things that you and I used to tell them.
Exactly.
When you and I were selling, we were their internet. Now they have all that information, so they have more control. What's the difference in training salespeople today for the age of the customer?
Well, I call it back to the future selling. And what I mean by that is I think that more and more it's all depending upon relationships. And if you have a relationship with the customer where that customer thinks of you as their friend in your industry, then the risk of them going to your competition is greatly reduced.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody wants to buy from their friend.
Right. And it's all part of building relationships. And communities and helping people have an experience with you.
And teaching them how to make friends, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to get you to comment some more on that when we come back after these messages. 10 Till, right back with Brad Huskin, celebrating his 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, a founding member. 10 Till, stay with us.
Are you reeling in the years? Throwing away the time.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having Brad Huskin back on the show for his 12th anniversary program that we're celebrating right now. Brad, folks, as you know, I even mention him when he's not here. I often quote, Brad, I'm often telling the audience about you and the things that you've taught us over the years. And I'd like for you to tell us how we can get to find you online, how we can find your books and all the things that you do.
Well, my website is www.iastraining.com, and I also do a weekly newsletter called Sales Insight, And on my website, as a matter of fact, just this week we introduced our brand new sales training program.
All right.
That we just videotaped in March.
Now, this is something people can buy online and consume online?
Absolutely. It's all fresh and new and lively and exciting.
Wow.
All those kinds of things.
And so they can find out, and that's IAStraining.com.
That's exactly right.
And they
can sign up for my newsletter there as well.
Yeah, and that's free, though, right?
It's free, yeah. That's
and now tell us about the training program that you just worked on.
Well, it's me doing a sales training session in front of a group of about 30 people.
Yeah.
So it's real lively and interactive, and, you know, I to throw a little sarcasm in there because that's just kind of my nature.
It's your second language.
Exactly, and people seem to understand that. But we go through the entire selling process from A to Z and everything in between, and introductory price is only $395, so, you know, for $395, you can't beat it.
Well, now, if my audience tells you they heard about you on my show, they get any kind of a sweetener? Will you throw in a book or anything like that?
I'll throw in one of my I'm a Salesman books.
All right.
Yep, exactly.
The original.
The original. I'm a salesman, not a PhD.
All right, there you go. So there you go, folks. I'm working hard for you. So
there
check it out, folks. And this is a way for you to hear a speech and a training program that Brad... And how long is that program, by the way?
It's ending up being about 5.5 hours.
Okay, so and it's in segments?
Yes, it's all segmented off and chapterized. So that,
how long would it take somebody to go through it and be effective at the end? Would you do this over a month's time, or what would you do?
Yeah, I would take one section at a time and take that section and get that down pat and then move on to the next.
I'm just trying to think about, you know, we're talking about training. We're talking about getting people involved in training. A lot of small business owners don't know where to start when it comes to sales training. They're out there on their own. And what I'm saying is if they could find your program, then you could, would this program walk them through, you know, take a week with your salespeople and introduce them to this particular segment and then talk about it, train and go and review it over the next week and then add on to the next one? Is that what you do?
Exactly. Yeah. And take it step by step. And usually the business owner knows their staff better than anybody else. If they need closing techniques, then start with closing. If they need to know
right.
how to turnover, then start with turnovers.
And so folks, what I'm trying to get to you at is this is a place to start. This is, you know, who knows where you're going to wind up, but go look at what Brad has to offer as a way of getting started with your training strategy, and then you and every time you do, you'll get a little bit smarter. You can build on, you can move on if you want to, but we'll start with Brad, IAStraining.com. All right, Brad, as we went to the break, I was talking about how the 21st century, from here forward, we're in the age of the customer because customers are now in control. We can't. I mean, cold calling is over, right? I mean, cold calling is out.
I think cold calling is just a plea of desperation.
Exactly.
In many cases.
And I remember when I used to sell, when I learned how to sell conceptually, that was getting away from the idea of a product or a price and talking about solutions for the customer and the relationship. I did that 30-something years ago. That's really, in those days, you didn't have to have it to be successful. Today you do, don't you?
You absolutely have to have it today. And that's kind of what I meant, that the day of the clerk or the order taker gone, it's got to be a person that gets to know their customers, gets to know what their problems are, what their situations are, and coming up with solutions to answer the issues that your customers have.
Well, another thing, shouldn't we train our people that when customers walk in the door, we need to be prepared and not be surprised if they know almost as much about the product and our business as we do.
We have to assume that they probably do.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're going to insult their intelligence, aren't we?
Exactly. Yeah. They're very well educated out there, and there's so many resources where they can go get the knowledge and the education.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I keep telling people. The only thing that separates one company from another company isn't the level of product knowledge, it's not the merchandise you carry, it's that human being that's dealing with another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And until people realize that, then their sales are going to suffer.
Everything else is table stakes. Everything else is a commodity, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yep.
Give us that website one more time, Brad.
It's IAStraining.com.
And the new program is out just right now. What's it called?
It's called the PMSA Relationship Selling Program.
All right, so look for that, folks, at that website and give it a shot. And don't forget to ask Brad for the book, too, by the way. We're going to make him give us a little discount, a little sugar. Hey, Brad, thanks for being here. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate
See you next time.
Uh-huh.
Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, but it will be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, never be afraid to try something new. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.